Meanwhile, a fresh U.S. airstrike has hit Afghanistan's eastern province of Nangarhar. Three people are confirmed dead. Sunday's attack was carried out by an unmanned aerial vehicle in the Chabrahar district. Local officials say those killed were Taliban members, adding the strike targeted their vehicle. The United States continues drone attacks in Afghanistan and several other Muslim countries despite international criticism. Washington claims these attacks target militants, but based on eyewitness reports, the air raids claim many civilian lives. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Faiz Khurshid, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from Kabul. Faiz, what more do we know about these latest airstrikes?
Waqar, based on reports coming out of Nangarhar province, seven Taliban insurgents were back on their way to their hideout when a U.S. drone strike happened. Their vehicle has been targeted. Three of them have been killed. Others have been badly wounded, and it has been confirmed by Afghan officials and the governor of eastern Nangarhar province. We have no word yet on this, as always, by the Taliban side, but we understand that this is the latest drone strike in that part of this country, and almost 11 Taliban insurgents have been killed by two U.S. separate drone operations in that part of this country in less than 24 hours. And we believe that U.S. military operations, especially drone strikes, will continue, and these strikes have escalated in recent weeks across Afghanistan. NATO's military men stationed in this country believe that they could hand down a large number of Taliban and Al-Qaeda members by their drone operations. Yes, Taliban insurgents have been killed, but civilians have been also harmed, and it has been confirmed by Afghan officials and rights groups in this country.
Indeed. So is this new government of Ashraf Ghani easier to work with for the U.S. when it comes to these drone strikes? Because, of course, Hamid Karzai, at least towards the end of his term as president, was quite critical.
Well, unlike Hamid Karzai, President Ashraf Ghani tacitly supports these drone operations. When he took office, he said that he laid out two options for the Taliban, and one is peace negotiations and the other is tough resistance. Now, about 12,500 foreign troops are going to stay in this country. They have now a bilateral security agreement with Kabul, and this agreement involves drone operations, so more casualties are expected.
Okay, Faiz, thanks very much for that.